Hey, we were going to talk seniors, and we still should, but at some point today, we got to talk about the comings and goings of the coaching carousel in college basketball. Don't you think? We'll do it. We'll do it later. We'll get to it later. But there's an interesting job that opened up where Mark Pope has connections to that job. And we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Let's talk about it now.
Okay, let's
Washington?
Do it.
You talking about the Washington?
I'm talking about the Washington job. That's okay. Where he started his career. He's obviously got a fondness towards the University of Washington, mm-hmm. even though he did leave them high and dry after two seasons go to Kentucky. Is Washington a threat to you at all for Coach Pope's services?
I don't think this
season, you got to think Pope is on the rise again, right?
100%. I mean, I think Mark Pope's got the potential to be, honestly, a top 10 coach in college basketball. I mean, we've said that on this show in the past. I am a big Mark Pope believer. I think he is the perfect coach for BYU, and I think his style of coaching translates to, honestly, any program. The way he can mold personalities in a portal era, I mean, what he's doing with this BYU team is remarkable.
It is.
And I think that he, in that style, Bill Self even said, it's MBA at the college level. You can't tell me that a bunch of college programs wouldn't want to have Mark Pope. So I think it'd be a great thing for BYU if this guy's wanted Mark Pope. And I think he should be because he's done a great job with this team. I just don't think that Washington job is as appealing as it would seem.
It's not.
That Big Ten stuff is great, the affiliation in there. But you're in a better league. And you've already planted yourself in the Big 12. Like, hey, you're going to be a contender. Next year's BYU team is going to be better. I'm telling you, if you can maintain this group, even if you lose Jackson Robinson, who's going to be on her tonight, we'll get to that here momentarily. Next year's team, if you can, you get Dawson Baker back healthy, he will be outstanding. Dawson Baker will be so good.
And he's like one of the two things this team is missing.
And then you add Colin Chandler. You bring back Marcus Adams, who's dealt with some off and on injuries, and he also went through a personal tragedy, his father passing a couple weeks ago, which was just so devastating for him, a young kid.
Yep.
You get this team back, they could be a top three or four team in the Big 12 next year with Arizona in the league. Like Texas and Oklahoma gone, so what? Who cares? They're middle of the road teams. You add the Arizona Wildcats to this thing, BYU could still be in the top four of the league next year. That's how good BYU could be. So I think there's a lot to like, and I think that, you know, I think there's BYU's got more money than I think people act like they do. You know, like, oh, BYU, like, they don't have much. Like, no, there's prominent fans and boosters that want to help the cause. I think it's just more understanding of seeing the vision. Now that you see a product that's like, wow, I want to pay for that, even though this system is so dumb where it's like, hey, fans, boosters, pay for this team. But still, I think that BYU is a better job than Washington. I don't look at that as a threat.
I only feel like, and I'm not reporting anything here, this is just my personal opinion, but we obviously know that Coach Pope has a deep fondness for Kentucky. That's where he won a national championship. That, to me, There's a big if in what I'm about to say, but that to me is the only place he leaves BYU for now if it becomes open. And the reason for that is BYU's affiliation with the Big 12. If it's in the WCC,
oh, yeah,
he probably goes to Washington. He goes to a number of places.
Don't blame him either.
It's totally, 100%. Now, the big if here is, and we've talked about this many times, Coach Pope, I think, deserves some sort of extension, probably deserves a raise based on what he's done.
Locked into 2027 right now.
Let's make that. Well, that's fine. But we just saw, like, Coach McDermott for Creighton just got three.
Lock him into 2030.
Yeah, that's just the name of the game. When you have great years, you get raises, you get longer extensions. I'd like to see BYU do that because I think it would send a message to college basketball that we're serious about winning at the highest level.
Yeah.
Like, let's not penny pinch here and he goes somewhere else because he gets a little bump to go to some opening at another power conference. That's the big if to me. Does BYU pay up if someone comes calling and match an offer? That's a situation we've all been in our workplace careers. We want to stay where we're at, but we're getting a better offer over here. Let's maybe it doesn't have to be a complete match, but can you give me something? That's the big if to me. But I don't think there's any other jobs out there that would appeal other than Kentucky. You disagree?
I mean, I think there's potential jobs in this carousel that are pretty big time that could open. You know, Kenny Payne at Louisville right now, everyone looks at him as kind of a
lame duck,
like a dead man walking at that job. And, you know, that's a position I think is a big time basketball program. I mean, they've won national championships, storied history.
I have
backyard of Kentucky. And if you had success there, and you in Calipari State of Kentucky, I mean, that could be the path if you're Mark Pope to one day get the Kentucky job. I
can't name a player that's come from there since Donovan Mitchell.
They've had they've been terrible. I mean, they're awful right now in the ACC. Kenny Payne ran.
Why would you do
ground.
That to yourself when BYU is clearly an ascending brand?
Because, I mean, look, I don't disagree with you. BYU, one thing about BYU
it's
that's
better
great,
right now.
The thing about BYU is they don't do knee-jerk reactions. Like, BYU could have, I think some people would have said, you should have fired Mark Pope after last season. I totally disagreed with that. I thought this man is the perfect BYU basketball head coach. I just think there is no one better to run the BYU basketball program in the NIL transfer portal era than Mark Pope. I think he's the perfect guy for the job. He brings personality. He brings energy. I think there's so much to like about what Mark Pope does at BYU. So it's like 9 wins, 19 wins. Who cared about last year? It's like he's going to lead the Big 12. But some people were very unhappy with it, and they thought maybe move on, get a clean break at the Big 12 era. But BYU doesn't do knee-jerk reactions. They don't want to pay out
buyouts.
They don't want to do that. You can have job security at BYU where, you know, other coaches in power conferences, they don't have that job security. Look what happened to BYU's rival Utah earlier this week. They lost at Oregon State. That was the type of loss for Craig Smith, who's only in his third year. I feel like it ratcheted up the heat. Like, that was a hot seat mover, losing at Oregon State where your bubble just popped. You know, BYU, they're pretty patient. They don't go through coaches, and you can be the man. Mark Pope can become the greatest head coach in BYU basketball history. He's got that potential. He's on that arc where he's doing things that you just don't see in the history of BYU basketball ever, where he's getting them year after year single-digit seeds. Like, you think about it, in 2020, had there been an NCAA tournament, they're what, probably a 5 seed?
Probably a 4.
Yeah, I mean, they were going to be a great seed. 2021, 6 seed. This year, probably a 5 or a 6. I mean, those were seeds that were unheard of for BYU basketball.
Yep.
And he's making that a thing where it's like, that's just what they
do. Why would a potential Louisville appeal in this?
Because they are so hyper-focused on basketball. And at BYU, I think there's a dynamic where football will always be king and basketball will always be second. Now, if you eventually had an AD that maybe was, like, Tom Holmes pro football. Like,
sure.
He's football first, and rightfully so. I mean, that is the biggest money maker.
He played in the NFL,
maker.
For heaven's sakes.
If you had a different AD that was maybe more pro basketball, maybe that changes the dynamic in-house. But to me, it's always...
This has been selling out, though. Basketball, when you're winning, this fan base grabs on to
hoops. I get that, but I think beyond just, like, the support, the just... I think that there's a lot to like about being at BYU, and I think Mark Pope has got a great
job here.
There's
more to like than ever before.
But if I'm him, I'm still keeping my name out there and like, hey, you want to talk? Sure. Like, get me paid more. Like, he deserves it.
Well, yes. He does deserve it, and that's the name of the game.
If I'm his agent,
I'm
working the phones.
And that's what I'm saying, BYU, let's just pay up and keep this thing going.
Get extended to 2030.
There's to me, again, coming back to this, Kentucky's the only place where if he got offered, there's nothing BYU could do.
Well, and you bring that up. I think it was 2021 Education Week. Tom Holmoe even said something. I'm paraphrasing. I'd have to go back and listen to it. But he even said, like, that would be hard to beat.
Beating his alma mater, Kentucky.
I mean, that would be hard to beat.
Because Kentucky is everything you said about Louisville, but better.
Yeah, but I just think Louisville's history is pretty big time. I mean,
yeah, so it's a B-plus job.
Because ESPN doesn't televise it as much, like, Duke, North Carolina, like... Right. No, like, Louisville's really legit history. Like, the doctors of dunk, like, they've been at some legit dudes. But anyway, we got to take a break. We will get to some senior day coming up a little bit later. But one of the guys that will not be part of senior day, Noah Waterman, he joins us next here on Cougar Sports Saturday.